And do you know what you call that thing on a wagon that the horses actually pull on? Something that they.
Oh, the bit.
No, not in their mouth, but behind them, on the wagon itself. The thing that the shafts, for instance, are attached to.
I don't know what those are.
Okay. Now, an automobile with a couple of doors, you call that a?
Sedan. See, some time ago, we used to call it a coupe.
And how about one with more than two doors?
We called it a car then.
And in the back of the car, the place where you keep, you put the luggage?
Trunk.
A small vehicle for delivering milk, cleaning, and parcels. You know, really small.
For delivering
a parcel, for the parcel delivery, or cleaning, for instance. Cleaners might use it.
They would call it a truck. I would.
Okay. No, there's nothing wrong with that. They have a,
right.
Make some kind of thing. Hey, a man was going back and forth between two places with let's say wood or coal. You say he was doing what coal he was? With his truck. Say he was.
But he was going to and fro.
Yeah, but he'd pick up a load and then he'd take it over to one place, then he'd come back and he'd pick up another load. Say he was doing what?
He was going back and forth.
Would you use carting, drawing, hauling, or carrying, or teaming?
I would use carrying.
Okay, and this is an implement used on a farm for digging furrows?
Hoe.
Okay, but this is a something pulled by a...
plow.
Yeah. And a small clawed tool for breaking dirt in a garden.
Are we to the hoe now?
Well, you could use that, or this is something that's held in your hand. You've probably seen one of these. It's only about this long, and it might have three claws on it. Use it to break up dirt. Do you have a name for that?
I don't have a name for it, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, that's the case in most people I've spoken with. How about something that's pulled after the plow goes over? They pull another thing over the dirt to make to refine it, to break up the pieces. Do you have a name for that?
No.
Okay. How about something you use to gather leaves up together in your front yard?
Rake.
Would you make a distinction between one that had wooden tines on it and one that had iron or steel?
I guess so, but I wouldn't call a wooden one a rake.
What would you call it?
I don't know what I'd call
okay.
it.
Okay, fine. How about something used for cutting grass?
A lawnmower and a sickle. Cutting weeds. Sickle.
And how about one that's run by electricity or gasoline? A lawnmower run by electricity or gasoline, and a motor on it.
It's still a lawnmower.
Okay, and something used by kids in the snow?
A sled. Mm-hmm.
How about one pulled by horses?
A sleigh.
Now there are two kinds of things used for cutting wood. They're shaped roughly like this. One shaped like this, one like this. Put the wood across here and then you saw it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One is shaped like this and one is shaped like this. This sort of thing you see, connected, you know, and they use them for barriers.
Uh-huh, right.
But you know what you call it? Do you have a name for that?
Horse.
What about that?
Scaffold.
How about these, you might use a comb in your hair, you might use
a brush.
And what do you do to your hair when you use that? You
comb it.
Or you?
Brush it.
Mm-hmm. And for the fast-moving rides at amusement park, they go up and down.
Bob's.